New York Archbishop Cardinal Timothy Dolan concluded Wednesday a six-day visit to Cuba, where he fulfilled a packed agenda of meetings with government and church authorities and visits to places of interest. Cardinal Dolan was invited by President Miguel Díaz-Canel and the Cuban Conference of Catholic Bishops. The Cuban president and the Archbishop of New York first met in September of 2018 at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York during Díaz-Canel's visit to the United Nations. This was Cardinal Dolan's first visit to Cuba.
I am happy to say the president of Cuba, El Presidente Miguel Díaz, he invited me. He was very gracious to come to visit me when he was in New York for the United Nations. He said, you must come to Cuba. And I said, let me consult with my brother bishops. They were enthusiastic, so here I am. I'm glad I'm here. I love it. I love it. Thanks for asking. The beautiful, the sky, the people, the city, the faith, the promise. It's very good. We're happy here.
The distinguished U.S. visitor and the Cuban head of state held talks this past Tuesday here in Havana. During his stay, Cardinal Timothy Dolan also held talks with Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, Cardinal Juan de la Caridad Garcia Rodriguez, Archbishop of Havana, and with Bishop Emilio Aranguren, President of the Cuban Conference of Catholic Bishops. The Archbishop of New York officiated several masses, including one at the Basilica Menor of Our Lady of Charity of El Cobre, Cuba's patron saint, in eastern Santiago de Cuba province. Cardinal Dolan and his delegation also toured the University of Havana, where they paid tribute to Father Felix Varela, considered the precursor of the Cuban nationality. For several years now, the Cuban Catholic Church has advocated the canonization of Father Felix Varela. Cardinal Timothy Dolan said he agreed and evoked Varela's dedication to the sick, the needy, and immigrants during his stay in New York.
Pope said about Felix Varela that he taught us how to think. And we hope he will become a saint because we love him in New York. He was a pastor, he was a teacher, he was a writer, he brought people together. And for him, the most important person, the source of wisdom and learning, was Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. The best teacher ever. Jesucristo.
Cardinal Dolan's final activity here in Cuba was a tour of the Latin American School of Medicine, ELAM, a project created in 1999 by initiative of revolution leader Fidel Castro. ELAM, an important element of Cuba's international cooperation program in the health and education sectors, provides for young people from low-income communities, primarily in Latin America and the Caribbean, to study medicine and other health-related specialties here in Cuba on free scholarships granted by the Cuban government. Once graduated, the Cuban-trained foreign health specialists return home to offer their services to the underserved population in their own communities. Some 29,600 doctors from 100 countries have graduated from Cuba's Latin American School of Medicine, including nearly 200 from poor neighborhoods in the United States. In statements to reporters here in Havana, the Archbishop of New York expressed hope that the spirit of reconciliation will ultimately prevail, improving relations between the United States and Cuba.
That's always true in history, that there's always tensions, there's always difficulties, not just between Cuba and the United States, but between any two countries. There's always growth, there's always tension, there's always difficulty, then there's some reconciliation and growth. What's interesting to me is that while there may be tension with the two governments, the people seem to love one another. So the people in the United States have a tremendous admiration for the people of Cuba. And I sense in my short time here that the people of Cuba love the people of the United States. So I hope the people, I hope the spirit of the people towards reconciliation conquers. So
for Radio Havana, Cuba, I'm Lena Valverde.